know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We your number one spy.
Go, baby. We here. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. Conference finals. Eastern Conference finals start today. Let's go.
You're awfully hyped over there for a supporter.
My Sherelle Gross, she definitely is. I will salute her. She's been a Knicks. She would say she's a Knicks fan. She's been a Knicks fan since Sprewell.
She's been to the Garden twice this season. Yeah. Of course she a Knicks fan.
She a Knicks fan. I
you ever been to the Garden?
Never been to the Garden, man. I got to go. She went, my cousin, he got season tickets, and like he's close enough where they can get into some of those clubs. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not on the floor, but he's close enough where he gets some of them clubs. One of them, he was in, she met Larry Johnson. So, you know, I was like, man, I got to get out there, man. I got to get to the Garden. I want to go on the Kings play, though. I'm going to wear a Kings jersey when I go. I'm a Malik Monk joint.
Cheryl was so angry she went with the Kings play. She went right back. She's like, I'm going to book a whole other trip to New York so I can watch the Knicks play somebody other than Sacramento.
I said, don't do that, Mom. Don't do that.
We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, May 21st edition of D'Lo and KC. Make no mistake about it, this show starts and ends with Jesse Tapia.
What are you doing with him?
Say that again. This show starts and ends with Jesse Tapia.
That's what are you doing with him?
Hey, be no fear. Jesse's here. But you just know. I know who's listening right now and know when there are grievances. Woo. Boy.
Come on, man.
Be careful.
Come on now.
I know. And Hey. We work everything out as a family, and we'll be quick to take something to the radio that don't have no business being on the radio. I'm Damian Barley.
The ultimate needle mover.
Hell, hey, hold on. I'm going to cut that off. Hey, everybody, goddamn. There's like 20 people already pissed off at me. You think I'm worried about getting a couple more upset? I'm getting text messages at 11 o'clock Saturday about something. You think I'm worried about upsetting more people?
Saturday?
Bruh, I ain't even tell you that.
What?
I ain't even tell you that because I don't feel like there's anything to tell you yet. But yeah, I ain't even told you about that yet.
Office hours 9 to 5. Just don't text me on
9 to 5. What office you work at? At 9 to 5? Shoot, what? 9 to 5? It's more like 10 to 3 Tuesday through Thursday here.
Hilo about to hang somebody over that railing over there.
Hey, go ahead and play with me.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
I'm in God mode.
Y'all know what it is. That's Kenny Caraway.
Man. Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
What y'all want to do, huh?
I'm not saying.
Hey, man. I want to be clear. I don't want this. Jesse's right. He's right to my right. He ain't going nowhere. Yeah,
we're good. We're a little pissed off, but we're good.
I'm just saying, like, you know, over the summer.
It's the wrong time to play.
Over the summer, I was talking about, look, man, 49ers, man, you got to do. Winning has to be the most important thing. Don't confuse that for me not understanding what Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams was talking about. Don't confuse that for me saying I understand completely where they're coming from. That's all I'll say. I understand completely.
Yep.
Hey, I get it.
I want everybody listening to look up. We on the corner right now of F around and find out. That's right on the corner. F around and find out. What did they say? Kitty corner? We're kitty corner from Try Me. That's where we at right now.
People gonna be a hold in. They gonna show up to work and just sit there.
Yeah, I'm about to. Can I move these
over there?
I'm about to get up here like CM Punk. Sit, if I can get my legs like this when I used to when I was a kid, I'm just gonna sit here like this. It's like Punk used to.
You won't be like that. Somebody else gonna be sitting next to Sylvia. I'm here.
Yeah,
you can't find me for not being here. I'm here.
Shout out to you guys in the chatty house. I see you guys.
I'm just not participating in this. They both said,
ought to see these hands.
Hey, man, I understand what Brandon Ayuk and Trill Williams is talking about. I get it.
No, see, and that's the thing, too. Yo, Kings win a double overtime game last night. Hey, we got a job. Y'all going to mess around with us this time of year?
Come on, man. Come on, man. We got a lot of time.
All right. Why?
A lot of time.
Nah, we'll talk. Man,
hell was that, Rudy?
We've been fighting. Bro, Rudy sucks, bro. Oh, my God.
That?
Rudy Gobert is awful. Bruh, you are 8 feet tall. How is he so sloppy at the basket?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
He is dreadful.
Come on, man.
Like, what was the, was it Timber? It was Timberwolves Warriors because it was the same game. It was the same Buddy got yanked. Because I remember he had an 11.5 demon on Prize Picks. That's why
and
I remember
it was a
so
demon
well.
For a reason.
Man, his goofy ass. Bro, you're under the... Do you even have to shoot it? You just kind of have to, like, drop it in. He can't catch the ball.
Bro, it's this is Rudy Gobert. He's one of the people that makes me say, what have you been doing for the last 10 years? That
right.
Here, 10, 11 years into your career, you still can't execute a jump hook. What have you been doing? It's like Ben Simmons not being able to shoot. Ben Simmons, you've had access to a gym since you were 11.
A jump hook? Just do something. Just do something.
What if Rudy
catch the goddamn ball?
What have you been doing for 10 years, Rudy?
Rudy is...
That this is still an issue.
Terrible. It is... I get... Be careful. I don't know this man. But I'm beginning to understand why everybody hates him. Not even just the silly stuff he did on social media. But you really, it's not just that he's 7 feet tall. Bro isn't Sean Bradley.
No.
Bro's 7 feet tall. He's built. Mm-hmm. And he's useless. It's like he's one of them dudes who someone was like.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, that was Shaqton. That was Shaqton.
He just threw the ball straight to, was that Lou Dort? Who was that?
He threw it to SGA. There was no Timberwolf in the frame.
Bro.
And he did it like Magic Johnson, like left into the eye.
Rudy is absolutely one of them people who someone said to him, hey, man, you're tall. You should play basketball. And Rudy was like, all right, I guess.
And it's worked out. He's been rich because of it.
The game 916 says, Rudy just gets nervous sometimes. Every game.
Every possession.
Dude plays with jitters 47 minutes into a 48-point game.
Oh, man. Rudy, that if hear me when I say this.
Oh, look at Ant got hat jewelry like Kenny.
Oh, yeah, that's a blip. That's a blip right there. You know what I mean?
So, man, you guys really are rich.
That's not, bro, I can show you where to get one. It's not an issue.
It's like, well, I think he moved a little too aggressively and it went to the top of his hat. But he got, see it? He got one on.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, I know exactly where he got that. Well, man. I don't know where he got that one. Maybe he got that one.
He probably got it the same place you did.
Maybe.
I think if Julius cut his hair and had it done like he was on national TV, he might have played better last night.
Well, that's the look. You know, they're roughing it right now.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's not the look for
me. That ain't it. You got to have some sort of taper, lineup, cleanup, something. You can't, I'm all for letting it grow and letting it pop, but you got to do something.
Well, he actually does have a lineup.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got a lineup. That's it. Like, there's no taper to it or nothing like that.
It's a bad one, then.
Because if you look at his line, like, it's like there's a line, a hairline, and it's crisp. And even his beard is lined up. It's just like line. Like, remember how Anthony Hamilton used to have his beard?
Rewind it, yeah.
Like, it was lined up, but like the core of the beard, like, wasn't combed, wasn't nothing. Like, it was just there. It was just a straight line. That's how Julius doing it. I mean, all right. I'm not judging. That's just not what I would do. You know, I'm a little too vain, I guess, for that.
Well, you can, same. You can do what you want to. You better play better.
No, yeah. Look,
you better not get locked up if you're going to look like that.
All that was fine a week ago when you was getting 29 on Draymond.
Man.
Started off the game well, though.
Well, he did. I think, what did he have? Did he have 20 in the first half?
Think so.
I think he had 14 in the second quarter, 20 in the first half. Obviously, the story of last night's game was just that. It was the first half and the second half.
It was the spurt ability.
That was the...
That's what it was. It was the spurt ability of the Thunder. That's a phrase. That's a real word.
I don't
like
that phrase, and I don't know why it became a part of basketball lexicon. Like, I'm not... But, yes. that is, in fact, the case. They went on one of them. They went on one of those runs. Mm. But what was it's in the notes. What was it, like 70-40 in the second half? Mm. It was the Timberwolves were up, what, 4 at halftime.
It was a 4-point game, like 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, something like that.
And then, well, it was 30. I have all these numbers in front of me, but I'm being a jackass and just, I got my feet
No,
up.
We're pissed.
It was, yeah, a little bit. It was, I think it was 38-19 in the third quarter. I'm sorry, it was 32-18 in the third quarter and 38-22 in the fourth. And it was.
That was all she wrote.
It just had nothing.
It was all she wrote.
Yeah, it was just two very, very different halves. The game didn't start good. The score was close, but I don't know whether it was nerves or whatever. Like,
you know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fill out rounds.
Yeah, well, I think Minnesota came out, and I think they scored the first 8, and then OKC regrouped, and then the game kind of settled. It just settled really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It just was a tough watch.
Timberwolves, I picked them to win, but if McDaniels, Nas, DiVincenzo, and Alexander Walker play like that, this is going to be a short series. I don't think they will. Like, they shot dreadful yesterday. But if that's what you're getting, I mean, this might not last 10 days.
Oh, man. Well, okay, so there's a lot. We'll talk about it. We'll break this game down. We'll get ready for Kenny's big night. The Eastern Conference Finals getting underway.
That's my boys. That's my cousins.
You're not helping yourself.
That's my cousins. That's my cousins. You know what I mean?
Steele and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. What I mean
with,
is
with all the
Joey Badass is going to war with the entire West Coast.
He is.
And now all of a sudden we got an announcement for an album drop. Okay.
Hey, and look.
It looks like it's a ways away though.
And look,
August.
Kind of winning, bro.
Well, has anyone responded? Did TDE respond?
Oh yeah, they've been getting and they've been getting after it. Shout out Ray Vaughn. Shout out Reason.
Yeah, I didn't hear. I know Ray Vaughn dropped one. I just didn't have the time to listen.
They've been doing their thing. It ain't like they looking like some punks out here. They've been doing their thing. But Joey just
unique on that. Welcome to New York sample.
Man, that boy been killing it.
Joey Badass. He's one of my favorites in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, period. Like on. Small screen in hip hop. Mm-hmm. I don't like that he's going after my man, but hey, I like Joey. But let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
I don't think you ever see a response.
I was gonna say I don't think Dot's gonna respond, but
I love this man because at least so far from everything I heard, you know, it's just bars, man. These dudes, both of these guys are just having bars left and right, man. Mm-hmm. So I love it, man. I think Joey getting it though. I think Joey's taking on the West Coast and winning right now.
Yeah.
Ray Vaughn surprised me, though. I didn't know Ray Vaughn had it like that. He, when his first diss was
so I really got to go hear that.
The first one was dope. The second one, Golden Eye.
Well, I heard the first one.
Yeah, that one was dope. He did the Golden Eye joint.
But that's the one that just dropped, right?
Yesterday.
Okay.
No, maybe the day before.
Yeah, it dropped within the last few days.
Yeah, and it's cool. I didn't think it got Joey. I didn't think it got him out the paint. So I still got the win with Joey. But it was cool, though. It was Golden Eye joint. I think they used the – what beat did they use? He used something.
No, I didn't hear it, but I read about it. Yeah. I did something on Corners of the Culture with it. I don't remember what it was. I'm looking at something for Not Like Us. Like Not Like Us been on the charts 53 weeks.
I saw that. It's like
no hip hop record's ever done that
it's
before.
It's all timer.
I mean 53 weeks is kind of insane, but I didn't realize no hip hop record had ever been on the charts for a year before.
Yeah, man.
And that's not even. I mean, and now you've got Luther. You know, they've made history.
Mm-hmm.
How much more history will Luther make over the course of the next week? Two, three. You have it going two more.
Got it going two more. I might push that out a little bit.
I was going to say, you speculated on the other show on 102.5 if it actually might hit 20, which it doesn't feel like it's slowing down. I think part of it is that tour is going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And with that tour, that's why you saw GNX. It hadn't really fallen out of the charts. I think it had been in the top four since this tour kicked off. It's right back to number one, and part of that is whether you're at the tour or not. If you're a fan and your algorithm is like mine, I'm getting videos I'm still getting videos from the Charlotte show where it was raining.
It was raining crazy in Seattle.
So maybe it was a different show that I was getting.
It was raining crazy in Seattle. Rain been coming down everywhere. Cowboy Carter, I don't think it got rained out. I think she still performed, but in Chicago was.
Oh, Chicago was crazy.
Downpour.
Yeah, Chicago was
crazy.
But
Seattle, the Kendrick show in Seattle, I think over the weekend.
So maybe I was seeing clips of two different shows because I didn't realize it was raining on both those shows. I knew Charlotte was a mess, but visually, boy, I don't know. I wouldn't have enjoyed being there, but visually it looked crazy.
Ain't going to rain this weekend.
he's here. He's in Northern California, what, a week from tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, this weekend, but it's in in SoFi.
SoFi, yeah.
They ain't got worried about there. Speaking of SoFi, you see, shout out to Kamara, man. You see he went viral?
for the Le'Veon Bell tweet?
Did he respond to Le'Veon?
So, no, he tweeted.
Yeah, he tweeted and
Le'Veon responded to him.
Yeah, okay.
And then Kamara quote tweeted Le'Veon.
And he went viral with that one too?
Oh, did he? I don't know.
Because the original one that Le'Veon responded to, yesterday had like 10,000 likes.
Oh, okay.
It went super viral, but I didn't know maybe he quote tweeted and went viral again.
Oh, maybe he did. Where Kamara at? Where's Kamara? Man, Kamara. Kamara tweeting. There he is. Yeah, so Kamara's original tweet was Ryan Clark said RG3 uses his wife's skin color as a prop, and she should be seen as more than that because she's actually quite a lovely person. And this man responded by saying, stop insulting my wife. CTE is real, and this is what we call gaslighting. 2,900 retweets, 15,000 likes. It's been viewed over 479,000 times, including by Le'Veon Bell. And I don't know where his – he had a quote. Oh, there he is. Le'Veon said, LOL, I'm guessing you think RG3, the quarterback, has CTE, but not Ryan Clark, the safety. Boy, oh, boy. Kamara quote tweeted him, you might want to sit out this conversation, champ. I've seen the way you dress. You're definitely suffering from chronic traumatic. I can never pronounce the last word.
NCPath.
Nope. And canopathy. No, forget it. CTE. Kamara, get out of here.
I've never even seen the word for the words for CTE.
Yeah, those are the words right there. Sage Steele commented on Ryan Clark, saying another classless, divisive, gross, unnecessary comment from Ryan Clark. But it's par for the course. We should expect nothing less. Kamara quote tweeted that, I hate when white people comment on black people business. The man is right.
Sidebar.
Yeah, Kamara did go crazy with that one. Goodness gracious.
RG3. I see what he's doing as of late. And to me, I'm just going to say this to me. He looks like an ass. He's not, I don't know if this is if he's aware of it or not, but he is using this situation. He's using it. Like, he is not, there's fake hustle with almost everything he's saying, and he's using it for promotion. He's using his wife for promotion. He's using his wife's skin color for promotion. And that's so whack. That's hella whack. Like, I'm just seeing what he's done, like, in the last 48 hours and the way he's moved and his tweets and stuff like that. Mm. And to me, there's nothing genuine behind it. It's all for gain. It's all for attention and all for gain. And it makes everything else
just
so
acknowledge
worse.
That's what you're doing at this point. He's been doing that with his wife, even when he was at ESPN. Mm-hmm. He had been using his wife. Like, he had built, like, some sort of brand on having a wife that's white. Mm-hmm. Like, don't shy away from it now. Don't make her a part of what you're doing and then have the nerve to tell Ryan Clark he's attacking your wife for no reason. She's a civilian. Hmm. Don't do that. Right. Like, you made her a part of this.
Right.
That was your doing.
And he's turned it up a notch in the last, well, maybe not turned it up a notch, but he's trying to take advantage of the situation right now in the last 2 days. And it's actually deplorable. Like, that's your wife. Stop using her for your gain in this respect.
Man. Mm-hmm. Man, oh, man. Well, we're all caught up on the Ryan Clark RG3 issue. Boy, I just got served a link for them Kobe's. Sizes available too. Too bad I can't wear them because I don't hoop.
Well, why don't you start hooping?
I'm 44. I went for a run on Sunday. Didn't feel great. Didn't feel great. Like, and I only went 4 miles. Not good.
Oh, that reminds,
good.
I saw our boy last night. I saw our boy, man. There was a little Sac State thing I did yesterday, introducing the coaching staff, the basketball, Mike Bibby's coaching staff. So I saw our boy. You know who I saw?
I don't.
I said, LB.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ. What's it? What's Al talking about?
You know what he said. He said, well, I'm right around the corner.
Yeah.
Right around the corner. He said, and tell Delos has to get over here.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Yeah, he probably listened.
He said some other words. I'm not
Yeah, you can't say, you can't repeat. Yeah, I know. Man, him and Luka Doncic got a lot in common, boy. Him and Luka Doncic got a lot in common.
That's facts. I was in here one time, and I didn't even met the guy before, and he was just letting it fly still.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Al ain't got time to be cute and correct. Like, he going to talk like he talked.
He told the story. I think you had said it before because it sounded familiar, but I wasn't sure. It was still funny about the carrot coming off the screen.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. That was the first time I ever met Al, and I had like that was like a date. With, that's what dating Kara was like. We're going to play basketball.
Yeah. No, he real quick, he said, yeah, I talked to Kara, and she's like, yeah, I got a rebounder today.
That's facts. That's facts. That was the very first time I met Al. And he would tell, like, Kara was missing shots. And Kara back then was, her temper was a smidge bit shorter. So if she's missing shots, like, it's not good.
Right.
And
it's, elemental.
So Al recognizes she's fuming. Misses a shot. He grabs the ball. Come off that mother effing screen harder. I'm the screener. I'm on her team. Mind you, there's no defender. There's nobody there. Her, me, and Al. Come off the screen harder. Comes off, nothing. Misses the shot. Come off the screen like you're in a GT game. Again, she's missed maybe four or five. Mm. She comes off the screen and, like, hits me. Hits the shot. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm like, oh, okay. Comes off the runs. Go. Boom. Hits me hella hard. Hits the shot. Does that three more times. All right, do your sprint. She had to run, come back. She had to hit shots while fatigued. Go do your sprint. Al reaches into his pocket, pulls out that stupid dip he used to do, and looks at me, starts cackling, and puts that stuff, that garbage in, and turns around, and he's cracking up, and he thinks this is the funniest thing in the world. That's how that man became one of my best friends, was because of that day.
Oh, man. And I'm glad I get to know him now, too. He told me, he said, well, I'm not going to say exactly, but he's like,
you can't.
Stop bleepity bleeping. Get over there.
Yep.
I got something for your ass.
Believe me. You don't want to know what he got. That's why when I saw Mike, I think we talked about it. Like, Mike got the job, huh? Oh, man. If they announce Al Biakani as that strength and conditioning guy, Al texted me that weekend. We were in Monterey. It's like, oh, man. Them poor brothers have no idea what's about to hit them. No clue. Like, he got basketball in China. He got them women in China playing well. Like, their basketball program was trash. Mm-hmm. He got there so he was at the 08 Olympics. By the time they got to London in 12, they were competing for medals. Mm. Like, Al is, like, as much fun as we have with Al, like, he is the truth.
Now, my man, Jamil Pugh, former Sac State legend, at one point one of the best dunkers in the world, he tells the story when I seen him last night. He's like, yo, the best shape I've ever been in my life, just a truck and being able to jump to the moon, was when I was working with this guy, talking about Al. He's like, that was the peak of my powers when I was working with him.
Yep.
That's what he does, man.
Yep.
That's what he does. I'm just old enough where I don't need to be at the peak of my powers.
See, I'm like, I recognize I'm old, but I need to be the peak at whatever my powers are. That's like, I don't know what they are, but, like, I know, you know, I used to, when I was 25, 6, 7, 8, I was working with a lot of people who were older than me, like 36, 37, 38, going into their 40s. And, you know, I would tell them, like, hey, here's, you know, signs that your metabolism is working the way that it's supposed to. Here's things that we want to watch out for, because most people are trying to lose weight. And they would stall. And I just didn't recognize until I got to be this age that, like, oh, it's a lot harder to do some of this stuff. Like, not maybe, you know, you feel like you're doing the movements. Yeah. You feel like I'm training, like I'm not in bad shape. I don't even look like I did in those pictures. Like, and those pictures were 08, and I thought, you know what? This was about, we're a week out from Vegas. So it was like 7 weeks ago. I was like, yo, I'm going to really tighten up and see how close to that I can get. Man, child, please. I ain't even sniffing that. Like, again, I'm not. Like, I'll run with my shirt off. Yeah. You know, I won't be as confident. But, yeah, my body just doesn't respond the way it used to. That's just why I need cold plunges and the other thing, the compression joints we was talking about yesterday. Yeah.
Nah, and that's
because a glass of chocolate milk ain't going to bring me to recovery like it used to. Right.
I did, like I said, I play on the weekends and play basketball and all this other stuff. And I said it the other day, but I see everything. Like, oh, he's got the ball. There's a guy over here to my right. If I make him think that I don't know he's going to pass it there, I can get him to pass it there and I can steal it. And that's exactly what happens. I just can't get to the basketball. I just can't get there. Like, I see it. I manipulate it the way I want to. I just can't get there.
Yeah.
Because I'm always worried about getting hurt. Like, if I move too fast, too quick, like change directions too quick, I don't know what's going to happen. So I see it, and it just gets past my fingertips a little bit.
And that's like, there's a million reasons why, but LeBron James is 40 years old.
I can't imagine.
He's 40 years old. And at this point, like, he's going to turn 41 this year. He is literally playing against men who are half his age.
It's crazy, bro.
Doing what he's doing.
Crazy. And
I mean, even you go to Steph at 37, KD at 30, you look at what those, like, man, Ed is. It's just amazing.
He's at the point. He's playing father-son combos now. I played your dad 20 years ago. Right. Now I'm playing you.
Right.
It's crazy. I can't imagine, like, playing on that level, talking about the NBA, and performing at that level, performing the way LeBron does, the way Steph does, all that. It's shout out to them, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. And when you talk about LeBron, oh, he doesn't look the same, or he got tired or whatever, like, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's completely understood. It's not a knock on LeBron that he's tired or can't move the same way or whatever. Like, he probably is. All his peers retired like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade's in the Hall of Fame. Like, Carmelo's going. Like,
right.
LeBron's still playing. Come on, Chris Bosh is in the Hall of Fame. Yes. All of these guys, they've already, they've been retired so long, they've gotten their accolades. Yeah. Meanwhile, I go for a run in the middle of the day Sunday, and I guess Abby, the 16-year-old, goes home and says to Katie, "Hey, I don't know if Abby calls me D'Lo or Damien, but I saw Damien running. Oh, how'd he look?" Apparently, she said tired. I ran 4 miles, man. That was it.
It's not even the tiredness. It's the noise.
Yeah. And then I started thinking, where was I at my worst? Because that's probably where she saw me. Either that or the whole thing was bad and I just thought I was moving better than I actually was.
That's a long way, 4 miles, though.
It's not, though. Like, I used to run, though. That was my thing. That's what I did.
I hate running.
Sometimes I told Katie this. Sometimes I just run because I just want to hear music. Mm. Like, I just want to put earbuds in and, you know, like, house is a little bit different now. So I just get out, run for 45 minutes, listen.
We need milk. I'll go get it. I'll go get it. I'll be back. I'll be back.
Yeah, I got a meeting with Complex. No, Complex is still talking. Maybe it's 8 o'clock. Yeah, Complex just won't. We got to talk about Exhibit. I don't know. Bro, I can't wait.
Like that.
I can't wait for Exhibit to get here. I was talking with Complex yesterday after the show. And we were, he put up that post that we were tagged in. And we're like, yo, this show on Friday is going to be crazy. Yeah. But we're looking up Exhibit stuff and talking about Exhibit, the whole thing. So our phones are active. They're buzzing. And I get home and I'm like unwinding. Game is over. I don't really want to invest in the WWE thing that I'm trying to finish. So I just start scrolling. And I swear to God, I can't wait to ask him about this. I get to a TikTok. This is Exhibit at a chiropractor. Bruh, this man snapped his neck.
Oh,
so tough. Exhibit looked confused as to what just happened. He hit the first one, and you got the, oh, man. Oh. And he was like, all right, you good? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, man. No,
and, like,
man.
Exhibit's face was like, like, you good, big fella? He's like, yeah. Oh, it was amazing. No, I can't wait. Oh. I can't. That's, I swear to you, that is the first thing I'm going to ask that man
about.
That's
crazy. Yeah. My wife, she loves watching those videos, too. She will watch those videos like I watch sneaker videos of people, the chiropractor.
The chiropractor ones, I used to be on that vibe for a bit. I don't know what it is.
Have you ever seen the dog chiropractor?
Yes.
Yeah, those ones are crazy. That's kind of sad.
But it's not. Like, the dog's
super
happy.
The dog was feeling like that, I guess. Don't know that pain. Man. Yeah.
They always scare me because I'm always like, how's the dog going to react? How's the dog? But it gets the... And then it, like,
well, that's the thing too. Like, you tell the person, like, oh yeah, don't move this way. Just relax. Like, the dog's not gonna know. Hey, doggy, relax. Like, right, I'm gonna snap your neck real quick.
Doggy, oh, relax. Man, no, I don't even think I'd trust a human being enough to do that to Sprout.
I don't blame.
I don't trust a human being enough to do that to me.
Yeah. No,
well, like, I'll never go to a chiropractor. Like, it's not even their fault. It's just more my stuff to deal with. But
that's look.
Like, we were talking about Final Destination the other day. Like, what?
I feel the same way. I don't want to. I don't.
It's a me and Kenny thing. I'll acknowledge it. These people are professionals.
They are. Yeah, and it happens perfectly fine on a daily basis, hourly basis.
But I'm scared. No,
it's happened. I've had the neck snap. I went to the chiropractor one time.
The only thing I don't love about it's a tremendous relief, but I don't think it fixes anything. It's like a temporary, and I don't mean to insult anyone who does this for a living. This is my experience. I feel like it's a temporary thing where it's like, all right, wow, what a like endorphin rush. That, shoulders feel better, back feels better, but you have to go and do it again and again, and it doesn't actually fix anything.
Well, some people would say it parallels something else. It's an experience. It parallels another type of experience.
Say it, dude.
I mean, I'm not. I don't even.
Say it.
All right.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, I'm gonna text it because I don't want to get in trouble. I don't know if you.
That's a good point.
I know you
every
ain't
time
about
he does this.
I know
it's
you.
Crazy.
I know you're not gonna text what I. Okay, everybody, sit here quietly.
Yeah, everyone, chat out. Check your phones.
I think it's fine, but
you know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know.
Are you trying to say orgasmic?
Huh?
Because you said organic.
Oh, I must have. I don't know. that's what I was thinking. Organic, not a new one.
This man texted us organics.
I feel better now.
No, definitely orgasmic experience. I didn't know if I could say it, so I didn't. I was.
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that.
I was just. Being,
yeah, you can I've been sure. To the chiropractor. I don't think that was my experience. Not for me. Now I'm
just watch some of these videos.
Neck snap really gets people going, then, huh?
Apparently,
it's not the same. It is parallel. I've heard. It's not the same. It's not the same thing. But
man.
The release and everything is the same.
Yeah, we got footage of
it. Oh, man. Your boy from private school just sent a video to the group chat. And I'm
It's Rafi's chiropractor.
What the hell? No,
it's a chiropractor helping a giraffe.
No, man. Come on.
No, I'm going to hit play. I need to see.
I'll let
man.
You watch it first.
But it comes from our boy. So I never know. Man. God, them animals are. Oh, I don't know which.
You do that from like the third story of your house?
Would he do?
He's definitely on something.
Would he do our WCW? Would he do like he'd send the Sid Vicious injury?
No.
So it's okay.
I'd have to imagine giraffes just have all the neck problems too, then.
I gotta imagine.
Right? Yeah, like now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And like, how do you have to like pinpoint. What part of the 4-foot neck is in pain?
That's crazy.
That's not okay. That's not bad. There's nothing crazy on there. It looked like there was a bad injury on Raw.
The girl. The one that was being carried off?
Yeah.
I don't know who that was, but
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. I saw she was in pain. I didn't stick around.
Yeah, I don't know if it was graphic, but I think she.
They had to end the match, though.
Yeah, no, they. I don't think they ended the match. They took her out of it.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And kind of because there was two.
Because I saw the guy come in the ring. Yeah. You know, one of the black shirts.
Zabo says it was Zoe Stark, and he said it was bad.
Oh, yeah. So. When I saw, like, warning on the, I was like, I'm good. Same for me. This is not for me.
Gosh.
By the way, giraffes have 7 feet with a neck, by the way.
Like with
Rudy Gobert.
7 foot, yeah, 7 feet with a neck.
I bet they can catch the ball. I bet you that giraffe who just got the neck adjustment can catch the ball better than Rudy Gobert can. I don't mean to keep the theme of the day, Rudy Gobert is useless.
I think
we'll come back. We ain't doing nothing. We on strike today. It's Thilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Damn. Kenny is safe nowhere.
You want
to go get some milk and cereal, or you just want to step away?
I'm just
get out the house here for a minute.
I'm just trying to. I'm a douche. I'm
He's
be a
trying
professional.
To survive, man. You're good.
Be a professional. That would it kind of reminds me of the time that we talked about this before, but when Guru's wife called the show, did you ever see that clip?
I don't think so.
Did you ever?
I feel like Drew down.
Wait, Kyle would know. Kyle, remember when Guru's wife called the show? Oh, man.
Kyle says no. Oh,
Kyle didn't see it either. Oh, what happened? Did he get cussed out?
He didn't get cursed out. But he had done, they were doing a show in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And He had told his wife something about, it was, oh no, they were doing a show in Las Vegas, and I guess that it came up, they were like, she was like, oh, well, I'd like to go, why can't I go? And Guru was like, oh no, they're only paying for one room, so me and Steiny have to stay together. So Steiny started talking on the show or whatever, and was like, yeah, you know.
Hold on, is it? Guru's wife called in to call out Guru on his bold-faced lie on August 1st, 2023.
Oh, we got it?
I think we'll do.
Oh, we need to run this.
This was a shoot. This call was a shoot. We'll see it. You can see Guru's.
I feel like I have a vague, maybe we've played this before. I have a very like vague memory.
I won't
of this,
even
but
say
nothing.
My man
Goo.
Shout out to my man Goo, man. That's my dog, man.
That's my lovely wife.
Let's go to Mia. Hey, hello, Mia.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Mia, how you doing?
Oh, I'm a little upset.
Uh-oh. Look at his
face. Why? Uh-oh. Guru, you should be asking why, not me. What are you doing calling?
Because I was just listening to the last segment, and I heard a bald-faced lie that was told to me.
Uh-oh.
What was that, Mia?
You guys keep breaking up. So, but anyway.
Yeah, you can keep talking because you're coming through loud and clear.
You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. With this Vegas trip. Yeah. Like, oh, Daryl, can I go with you guys when you go to Vegas? Because I want to go see Usher.
Yeah.
I wanted that to be my gift for myself this year. And he's like, oh, no, you can't go. The station is not getting us two rooms. We're only getting one room. So Steiny is sharing rooms. And then I hear Steiny saying that he's taking his daughter with him. I'm like, wait a minute now.
She's going to stay in her own room,
That's
right?
What Daryl just said.
Mia! I don't know what to say.
When did you start listening to me?
Don't try to change it now.
When did you start listening?
You got caught. Regardless, you don't know when I listen.
Wow.
So you will be on the couch.
And rightfully so.
I don't know how long.
Dude, I cannot believe she's never called the station.
For a long time before his
Steiny residency. Steiny doesn't know we're doing two rooms.
Help me,
Steiny.
I didn't just have to pay for my ticket. I wouldn't have to pay for right. the hotel no, room. That'd be on.
You don't
zero.
Like Vegas, remember?
No.
You don't like Vegas. Remember, I don't like Las Vegas. I was trying to take
it. I like Usher. Yeah. I like Usher.
I love it. You know what? I think I'm going to take my daughter to that show.
What room she's staying
oh,
in?
Oh, so now you're going to make it even room. Worse.
Yeah, you know dude, what? Oh, me, it's man. Weird. I feel a little awkward.
Where are the kids at? Are they home?
Yes, they are. Oh, my They're goodness. Listening.
Well, this is not your finest hour.
Denying your mother to see Usher.
Stop. Hang on. Mia, you never called. I'm embarrassed.
Mia, don't be a stranger.
Oh, my God. Spend more money.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, we're getting book bed. That's 99.
Goose. That is amazing.
That's my boy, man. Shout out to my boy Guru, man. That was
hey,
a classic.
Guru
moment.
Was going through it. I think he tried to drop in a hang up real quick, but caught himself at the end.
I think if you look closely, you can see the beads of sweat coming down. That was
he said, "Help me out, man."
That was the longest drive home in the history of Guru's life.
Mrs. Steiny, she's not staying. Help me out, Steiny.
Steiny, what room did she stay in?
Oh, my boy Guru, man. I gotta link up with my guy Goo, man. It's
poor,
been
poor Goo just wanted a couple, like a day alone. He just wanted a night to himself.
He looked like academics when Migos was about to fight Joe Budden.
Oh, man. Shyam Sharani had just tweeted that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the NBA's MVP.
Congratulations to SGA.
He's having a better day than Guru did that day, that's for sure.
Tiny almost got in trouble, too, because he was like, oh, yeah, I almost took my daughter to the Usher show. And I don't know if his wife thought that
Tiny
was Guru
being
talking.
Tiny being an instigator here. If I ever get in trouble on the show, don't instigate.
Oh, you... Man, Shyam, please. I'm afraid of Jasmine. You know I'm gonna be like, hey, I know Jazz, that's he not telling Jazz, we got like three rooms. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Honest.
We got like three rooms. Yeah.
You know Nikki listens to the show sometimes?
Mm.
Crystal.
Work?
Yeah, like on her way home from work. She's like, oh yeah, I was listening. And we're always talking about nonsense too, but she always laughs. She says
obviously.
She said we're funny.
Shout out Crystal, man.
Words.
And she says we're funny too, by the way. The show's great because she don't like listen to any of this stuff.
We don't know. I mean, they don't know anything about Crystal.
Yeah, no.
Other than she wakes up early.
Yeah, we kind of keep it that way, too.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I did that for years. Now, well, a lot more people know my girl than me, so that's just life. I was on her show talking about a spider that she tried to kill me with over the weekend.
Oh,
my
no.
wife goes to work and she comes home. What else do you guys need to know?
Yeah. Well, there it is.
Shout out SGA. Congratulations.
I assume he'll get his trophy tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks.
For game
Thank
two.
God. Got it. He might not. Luckily, they did it today. He almost wasn't going to get it before the finals.
Would have been so much more awkward.
It'd been great if they did it like game six. He's about to win the NBA championship.
You think if Jokic were to get it, like it were to have won it, they would have announced it earlier then?
Yeah.
Because that would have been kind of awkward. Like, hey, Jokic, here it is, even though you guys just lost.
So this is Shams. This isn't the NBA. Mm-hmm. So when the NBA announces it, whether that's today or tomorrow, they'll put the voting out. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious to see how close the vote was. Because there are some people who think that this is just Jokic could have done it. Like, it was a really close vote.
Right.
Maybe it will be. I just remember the Russell Westbrook, James Harden conversation. This is going to be the closest vote in history. It wasn't. Mm. Like, Russ, the first triple-double year, just ran away with it.
Yeah.
And maybe it was a conversation. It wasn't a shade to the year that James had. It was just he did something historic. I think most people saw it that way. It felt like Shai had been the MVP, and this is kind of the frustrating thing with the award, is it felt like Shai had been the MVP since like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And when, and this isn't the way that this should work, but the way, you know, Jokic had a great season period, but when it became clear he's not tapering off, like he's going to finish the season strong. Then all of a sudden it was this conversation like, man, Jokic could do it. Jokic could win another one. But it's like he was running the race from behind.
Yeah.
When that, I mean, it shouldn't be the case. Maybe it's human nature or whatever. But that seems to be really, really common with the NBA MVP.
Yeah, it got to a point where...
Soren brings up a great point, too, before you continue. The MVP trophy just fouled Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Well,
so
going to the line for two.
He's going to shoot two. The MVP trophy just threw the ball at SGA.
It got to a point with SGA, like you mentioned, where all he could do is lose the award. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And somebody else, like a Jokic, and the way they finish off the season or something like that, he could, I don't want to say unfairly, but he can gain momentum when SGA was just his already great self the entire time. So I'm glad that didn't happen. No shade to Jokic or anything else like that, but I just think SGA deserved it. Everything that I've ever seen with the NBA in basketball and the way they give these MVP awards says SGA checked off every box to win that award. He deserved to win it this year. Not that Jokic didn't deserve, like, by his play, Jokic was amazing. He deserved to win it that way, but they were fourth seed or something like that compared to a guy that won 60-plus games. His team won 60-plus games. That's always been the MVP, so there was no argument for me around the All-Star break. It was like, yeah, it's the MVP.
Yeah.
There's no argument about it for me.
And that's the tough thing, man. Like, Jokic had a phenomenal season, just as Giannis did, just as Giannis and Jokic did the year Joel won it, just as Giannis did the years that Jokic won it, just as Joel did the year that Jokic won it. Those seasons don't have to be forgotten. It's tough if you know, Shai could walk away with the MVP. That won't be forgotten. He could wind up walking away with the NBA championship. Like, Jokic's season's over, so, you know, the triple-double, you know, everything he did, it's just going to kind of be a footnote on his career. But he had a phenomenal year.
He did.
As did Giannis, as has been the case with those two. And, you know, go back a year or two ago, you throw Joel into the category or into the conversation. It's been like that for, like, 4 or 5 years now.
I think I saw or heard something saying Giannis – has finished top four in MVP voting for like 7 or straight 8 years.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. I don't know if that's a record or what, but, man, 7, 8 straight years of finished top four in MVP voting is crazy if that's exactly what it was.
It's crazy for a dude who won most improved once.
Right.
Let's see. MVP, fourth, third, fourth. And I assume he's third because it was the three finalists, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I assume he's third. I do think Jokic is going to wind up being second.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's going to wind up finishing third. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This year will be year number 7.
Wow.
The year before he won his first MVP, he finished 6th. The year he won most improved, he finished 7th. That's amazing.
That is.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.